speaker tonight is Bryn Shevick. Bryn is the youngest of four who all attended St. Joe's in Pius. She's involved in basketball, Future Healthcare Club, NHS, and a discipleship group. She also enjoys being with family and friends, watching and playing sports, and going to the lake during the summer. This fall, she plans to attend Nebraska Wesleyan to continue playing basketball and study nursing. Please welcome Bryn.
March 17, 2024, at 10 p.m. I was sitting alone in the dark, just me and him. I was emotionally vulnerable, and my guard was truly down. And that time of adoration with the Lord was the first time I have truly felt loved, accepted, and just an immense peace in my life. This tech retreat was only 2 weeks ago, but the timing could not be more perfect, and God's true perception on me was revealed. Before March 17th, my whole life was just one big checklist. My life felt like a piece of paper, just striving for all these quote-unquote check marks or achievements. My whole life, I continued to strive for the next thing. I strived to be that varsity basketball player in hopes of receiving a college scholarship. I always thought when I achieved this goal, I would be fulfilled, but I was not. I held a 4.0 GPA and was doing extremely well in the classroom. I was that popular girl who seemed to have her whole life put together as I had all these friends, but boy, let me tell you, I was far from that. Oh, and while I'm mentally draining myself to continue to check off the rest of these boxes, my faith was just a box I checked off on Sundays. This lifestyle took a huge toll on me. Satan consumed me with busyness, and I never took time for God. If Satan cannot get you to sin, he will make you busy, and that was what was happening in my life. I was led into peer pressure and made some extremely poor decisions, but I tried to convince myself it was okay because I had to continue to check off this popularity box. I did not want to be unseen and unloved. So I continued down the wrong path. I was hanging out with the wrong groups while making bad choices just to feel this fake sense of love and acceptance. This was the most unfulfilling way of life and honestly when I felt most distant from God. It was the summer before my senior year when I really started to struggle to keep up with my checklist, especially the social aspect. My top priority was always being included in all these social events and opportunities and making sure that everyone saw I was there, even when some of these activities were things I was not comfortable with. But while my social calendar was full and I kept myself busy, the reality is I have never felt so alone. I felt like I had no genuine friendships and I was always the backup friend. I don't think people realize how many summer nights I spent alone at home. When it came down to it, no one had my best interests at heart or truly cared about me as a person. I felt like I was unlovable and the name I had built for myself with all these check marks started to fade. But I did what I do best, cover up all my wounds with more to-do lists and busyness to deceive myself and others that I was this perfect girl who people thought I was. I have never felt so empty in life. I got to such a low place to the point that I was willing to do something different in order to find peace and joy. But I had no intentions to grow in my faith life. But thankfully, because of our school and the many opportunities that were in front of me, I knew this was my last option to find true joy. These experiences led me to a real encounter with Christ through the small ways in a time of complete brokenness in my life. I still really struggled relying on God and turning to Him because this was something I wasn't used to. Lies rushed my head of why would God love me? I am so far gone, why would He forgive me? And why would a God all-powerful love me for my past? God placed a group of girls in my life who asked me to join a discipleship who meets every Sunday night. And I can truly say this is one of the main reasons I'm standing up here tonight. Having a group of girls who accepted me and met me where I was in my faith journey really healed some of those past wounds. I slowly started to take my faith as a priority in my life. I went on fall retreat in November, and this is the first time I felt the Lord's presence. I've never sat in adoration and cried like that. I felt like the Lord was calling me to more, but I had no idea what it was. This is when I started to end my reoccurring sins and stop filling my life with earthly pleasures. But guess what was still piling up? My checklist. I had to achieve all these goals this basketball season and keep up with all my achievements and records and create more fake relationships with people because all I wanted to be was loved and accepted. I then had a girl in my discipleship ask me if I would go on tech with her. I was always encouraged to go, but I would come up with excuses and just push it off. But me saying yes to her that day to sign up was truly a God moment. I was not sure what to expect, being away from my phone for the weekend and 2 nights away from home, but I went in with an open mindset and just gave it to the Lord. When I tell you that saying yes to go on this retreat changed my view on life, others, and even myself. Tech is different than the rest of the retreats offered at Pius. You are surrounded by so many teenagers who are all striving for the same goal as you. In our world today, that is very rare. Yes, you have your pious friends, but very rarely in my life have I been surrounded by teenagers who genuinely pushed me towards our goal of heaven. I did not know over half these kids before the weekend started, but by the end of it, I became best friends with many of them. The amount of genuine conversations I had with so many people was crazy, and it was simply because of the fact we weren't distracted from the outside world. Eye contact and true engagement with another person. It sounds silly, but can you tell me the last time you had someone's undivided attention? Being away from our phones and just the whole world of sin is honestly one of the main reasons I didn't even want to come home. We had many beautiful moments throughout this entire retreat, but my moment with God came in adoration at 10 o'clock at night. I'm usually the person in prayer who does all the talking and asking God to do all these things in my life. I actually just decided to sit there and listen to him that night. All I could hear was, "Bryn, I want you for you and nothing more." This was very hard for me to understand because my self-worth always came from my achievements, how well I did in a sport, what grade I got on a test, or validation that I got from coaches, boys, and even friends. My whole life, I felt like I had to earn my love from everyone. But I think that God knew that I needed to hear this that night. He needed me to understand that my life was never about my to-do list and my achievements. If my to-do list is all that defines me, it will never end and I will never be satisfied in life and eventually become burnt out. When I gave this list to God and used those achievements to glorify him is when I actually started to see a change in my life. You do not need to be the best at everything for God to love you. You need no achievement to earn his love. He loves you for you. God loves you as you are, in every moment, in every phase, in every good decision or sin. You do not need to do anything to be enough for him. I know we've all heard this, that God loves us since we were a child, but when you truly, deeply understand this, you can stop seeking out for fake love. You realize that someone all-powerful and all-loving can love you so much more than anyone here on earth. He is the only one who knows each and every one of you. God is the only one who will patiently love you despite your flaws and insecurities, who will be with you through your darkest times and understand you when everyone else does not. God created you to love him and share his love with others around you. This can be easy to love your family and friends, but loving the ones who you find mean and unlikable, Jesus calls us to love them. You really only love God as much as you love the person you love the least. Sometimes the ones who are hurting are the ones who need you to show Jesus' love the most. By loving them when no one else does, you might change their whole life. You have the opportunity to show others this ultimate happiness. If someone told me a year ago that I'd be standing up here giving this speech, I would not believe you because I was so caught up in others' opinions about me and what they would think. A year ago, I was so consumed in my checklist that was all about me and my goals, versus what I've truly come to know, that God loves us for us and our identity and worth is only placed in him. That moment in adoration, alone with just God, I felt God's desire for me. It's hard to put into words, but if I had to, I would say it's like God saying, "Bryn, sometimes I put you in places alone, because I need you to realize that you don't need anyone but me. I never forgot about you. My timing is just different than yours. You need to trust me. No accomplishment can earn my love for you. I want you for you and nothing more." I felt so much peace in that moment. I don't have to work for God's love. It's just given to me, because that's who he is. Probably one of the coolest parts of people's testimonies and faith journeys is that they're all so different. God comes to us and reveals himself in different ways and in different times in our life. As a senior, I felt like I was so behind on this whole faith thing. But having encountered him and the way he wanted me to, I can see that before March 17, 2024 at 10 p.m., I was preparing myself and in a place where I was more open to receive him than I ever had been before. So wherever you are in this journey, or if you haven't even started, don't lose hope. Work with where you are at and just be open to Christ loving you. The whole time, the Lord has been waiting for us to seek out his ultimate love, which will bring us eternal happiness. I challenge all of you to simply rest in the Lord's presence tonight. Set aside your to-do list and let him love you for you and nothing else. Thank you.